Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is Thursday morning. Happy that you chose to be here with us this morning. I would encourage you, if you're just joining us, to go back and listen to the interview we did last hour with Mary Catherine Martin, a senior counsel with the Thomas More Society on Amendment 3. If this is a big deal to you, she's got some information that she's reading out of this thing from a legal point of view on all the horrifying things this is going to allow, including your child going through a gender transition without your approval. If this thing goes into law, the government won't be able to do anything to stop them from doing this. And these are things you need to know. I would encourage you to go back and pick up the podcast on demand. We did it last hour at 7:35. You can hit the rewind button if you're on the Odyssey app, and I would love to have you listen into that interview. It's an important information. We're going to have her on again at some point between now and election time, because she was the one that argued this in the Supreme Court, that it shouldn't have been allowed on the ballot. And she's probably as well read into it as anybody out there. So I'm so thrilled we were able to get her on this morning. A little bit later, we're going to get Shannon Bream on here from Fox News Sunday, anxious to get her take on what was obviously a very, very, very biased moderation on the part of CBS anchors the other day. I don't know if Shannon will go there or not, but that's how I felt about it. And I'm anxious to see what her take is on, you know, how Norah O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan handled that. So we'll talk to her coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Of course, I already know who some of these individuals are, but because of the nature of this case, we're going to make damn sure that we're right before we do that. But the names that we're going to name are names that will shock you.
Woo! Tony Busby. He's the lawyer for Sean Diddy Combs' victims, the 120 of them. And he said, we are going to name names. These people know it's coming. They're all getting a little nervous. And I hope Mr. Busby has a good security team.
Jim, admit that 13,099 murders have been led into this country. That's Corey. 4 murderers for every single county in America. But, you don't think that that's a problem?
Yeah, Jim Acosta there arguing with Corey Lewandowski, who only wanted to attack him for mispronouncing Kamala's name. Not sure why he does that.
It's pure election interference to get an incompetent person like Kamala. She's grossly incompetent. She's more incompetent than Biden to get these people elected.
You know, that was Donald Trump there talking about Jack Smith and the new indictment he tried to roll out yesterday, and they leaked a bunch of the details of it from the court, and they're claiming it's got new claims, and there's nothing new about it. Now they're just claiming what he did as a private citizen and not as president, because he was given immunity.
Ramon Chavez Rodriguez is accused of driving while intoxicated last month when he hit St. Louis police officer David Lee, who was working a separate accident.
Yeah, now apparently the illegal alien who killed David Lee, the officer, is sorry and remorseful for what he did. A little late. Also, his attorney wants you to bug off if you have any complaints about him being here illegally. That's what I got out of it, Kim. I don't know.
What makes you think he's remorseful?
Well, because they were crying in court.
I think he's crying in court because he knows he's going to spend a long time behind bars. Well, I don't think that that had anything to do with the fact that he felt remorseful. I hope it does. That's not...
He could have just been jonesing for some alcohol.
Well, you know.
I mean, he's been in the Hooskow now for a few days now, and hopefully he stays there. Now, apparently, the story here, the lead sentence, the lead story here from Channel 4 is that he's not going to seek release from jail. But his intentions there are less than altruistic, because he's not seeking release from jail because in a perfect world, ICE officers would be standing outside of the jail waiting to take him into custody if indeed he was granted bail. Now, under the Biden-Harris administration, that's highly unlikely to happen. It would under a Trump administration. We're going to start rounding them up and sending them back home. This guy, though, needs to be held accountable for killing a police officer while driving drunk for at least the second time he's been caught by police driving drunk. Why was he out walking around for 4 years? Have you heard that explanation yet?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. And also, his family must be here illegally because the family was in the courtroom, and surely they didn't fly the family over here so they could attend that hearing.
No, but my bigger question is, how in the world was he caught drunk driving and all that 4 years ago?
Domestic
abuse. And he's still back out. He's out on probation. He's
right.
Out driving around, doing it all over again. None of it makes any sense. He should have been deported at the end of that sentence. But here he is still running around. This is the world we live in.
Well, St. Charles County tipped off the feds with the first time that happened, and they didn't do anything, to my knowledge.
Declined to do anything. Listen to this report from Channel 4, specifically, it's Lauren Traeger. Listen to the statement from this guy's attorney.
Ramon Chavez Rodriguez is accused of driving while intoxicated last month when he hit St. Louis police officer David Lee, who was working a separate accident. Officer Lee later died at the hospital. Rodriguez was out on probation for another DWI and domestic assault back in 2020 in St. Peter's. He is living in the country illegally from Honduras. Today, his attorney said they would not ask the judge for him to be released on bond, especially because there are holds on him from the Federal Immigration Agency, ICE, and from St. Charles County. His attorney today declined to talk on camera at this time, but told me that non-citizen defendants have rights in this country, too, saying, quote, justice will work its way through. No one will get a free pass, but they shouldn't be vilified in the news.
Sure they should. Why shouldn't we be talking about that?
I don't think it has anything to do whether you're here illegally or legally. If you are driving drunk for the second time and you hit and kill a police officer and you were already on probation when that happened, that's a problem. And we're going to talk about it. And we're not going to just sit there and skate over it and act like you're some amazing person who's trying to. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. My friend is texting me right now, pointing out that ICE and St. Charles have detainers on the guy right now.
Yep.
If he was to be let loose. But that ICE declined to deport him in 2020 and again in 2022.
But why? That would be my question. What was their reasoning for not deporting him at that time?
Because it's not a priority for the organization.
And again, my question is, why? Trump would have been in office at that point.
In 2022. I said both, 2020 and 2022. So it's not deporting these folks has not been a priority. And here's the other problem with this. The DWI is a felony charge, right? And breaking into the country is not. It should be, but it's not considered a felony. So he kicked in your front door, which is breaking and entering, and then he sat in your living room and ate your food and drank your beer, and then he killed someone. Now, at what point do we not just take this individual, either lock him up for the rest of their life or fly them back down to Honduras and throw them out of the airplane without a parachute? I'm in support of that solution. That way we know he's not coming back. That would fix that problem. All right, let's get to a quick break. We've got Shannon Bream coming up here from Fox News Sunday. We'll get her thoughts on the debate moderation and what, if any, impact this is having on this very tight election. We'll be back. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The main dominant media didn't look good last night in this regard. And, you know, why they make up your mind, you're either going to fact check or not fact check. And if you fact check, at least pretend like you're doing both sides, because there were things that the Governor Wall said that were clearly not accurate.
Get up, baby. Get up.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. Shannon, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
Mark, great to be with you. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Still listening to the fallout there of Karl Rove from the debate the other night. Any thoughts on how that was handled? I mean, there was not supposed to be fact-checking, but it's pretty clear that there was.
Well, and it seemed that we weren't going to be doing that because that was the plan. There wasn't going to be fact check. And then there would be just sort of an added comment here or there that seems like, well, for matters of clarification, let me just say X. Well, I think it was wise that J.D. Vance said, hey, listen, if we're going to do that, that's fine. Rules have changed. But then I get to explain where you're fact checking me and it may or may not be right. You know, it seems like there were rules and they were changed midstream.
Have you ever had a guest whose mic you just wanted to turn off?
Yes, and I've had guests get so mad they take their mic off and they leave.
Oh, is that normally Brian Kilmeade or who is
that? Well, he's the biggest diva in the building. You know that. Listen, live TV is what it is, and you guys know that. Live radio, same thing. You have some unexpected surprises sometimes from your guests.
Yeah. Well, now you have Walls going to do a media blitz, I guess, after, you know, I don't think he had a great performance at the debate. And it was clear that Vance had just more reps, more experience doing these interviews.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about going into it. I mean, J.D. Vance has not only, you know, done the rounds as the best-selling author of Hillbilly Elegy, but as a senator, he has not shied away. He's done so many of these interviews. You could, you know, call some of them combative and very challenging, and he welcomes that. But again, that just prepares you for something like a debate night. Governor Walz, you know, hasn't been on the national stage and done those same kinds of interviews, so I'll be interested to see what kind of interviews he gets now.
Yeah, you know, Shannon Bream, our guest here from Fox News Sunday, I would be very surprised if between now and your show on Sunday, Israel has not taken whatever action it's going to take against Iran. What are you hearing about that? I mean, I would think that they're going to do it sooner rather than later, but nobody knows what they're going to hit.
Yeah, and you know, with this being Rosh Hashanah, that definitely sounds like it's going to keep things quiet during the holiday.
Right.
But then you're getting into Shabbat and other things that take you into the weekend. And so, you know, they are on their own timeline. I mean, we just look back to the pagers and walkie-talkies. How many years did it take to plan that? You know, in the Middle East, they always talk about that, you know, we over here in the West, we have watches, but they're looking at generations of the way that they do things. So Israel's getting a lot of incoming suggestions from the international community, and I do think that they will gauge what kind of response they will mount based on, listen, they feel very adequately prepped by themselves, but I do think that they want to know who's with them and to what level on the international stage as they make their plans.
You know, I know Fox has done extensive coverage on Hurricane Helene, and now you have Kamala Harris out there who says, oh, you know, we're going to give people, what was it, $750 in aid, and yet we've sent over how many billions of dollars to Ukraine?
Or gift cards to illegals.
Also that.
One of the two. Yeah.
Well, and when you've got DHS Secretary Mayorkas saying out there, we don't have enough money to get through hurricane season, and then you have other lawmakers and folks saying, well, listen, part of these emergency funds have been used to take care of people who have come here illegally and to provide for them. And they're lawbreakers in this country from the moment that they come. I mean, they're at odds with our legal system. So why are we, you know, funneling money to those efforts and to folks who desperately need help, yes, overseas, but we have to prioritize. And so I think there are going to be a lot of questions as Capitol Hill now looks at, are they going to have to come back from their recess in the middle of campaigning to get more money to these governments? But they're also talking about more money for Israel, too.
Yeah. This longshoreman strike, Shannon, I know you'll probably be covering that this weekend as well. This is self-induced. I mean, Joe Biden could have stopped this by invoking the Taft-Hartley Act, but he didn't. And if this goes on for a couple of weeks, Americans are going to feel the pinch.
They are, and I feel the vibe that we get, you know, we've got great reporters who are out there with the longshoremen on strike. I mean, they seem very dug in and very adamant that, you know, their line is, nobody cared about us until now, but we facilitate your life every single day, and now you're going to feel the difference of us not doing our work. And it does have to do with everything from produce to car parts to gifts you may want to buy for the holidays. So I do think the American people are going to get frustrated with this. And it's just one of many crises that the current administration, you know, have opened themselves up for criticism the way it's been managed.
So has Waltz got you on his list of media that he's going to start doing this weekend?
Listen, the door is open. He and the vice president are always welcome. I mean, we always ask.
So,
we have some other guests this weekend that don't have names Harris or Waltz. but we do have Democrats represented. And in fact, Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania is going to be with us. And he's been campaigning with the VP in that really critical state. Although Pennsylvanians will tell you they are a commonwealth. You know, it is a critical swing state area. And so we'll have Senator Fetterman. Senator Ernst is going to be with us as well. She spent a lot of time in the Middle East. And remember, she's been deployed as a military commander in that region. And Speaker Johnson will be with us, too, fresh off his visit to Florida and hurricane victims there.
Good stuff. Shannon, great having you on, as always. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you Sunday morning for Fox News Sunday. Of course, we air it right here at 4 in the afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Waltz or Harris do any adversarial media between them. And I would think Shannon Bream, that would be a if they're going to go to Fox, that would be an obvious place for them to go. It'd be Sunday morning on Fox.
They're going to be laughed at if they choose a CNN or an ABC. You almost at this point have to go with a network like Fox.
They're not going to answer any questions. They're just, they'd rather the American people be stupid and buy into their theme of joy, which I don't think is going to happen. Hey, we'll check in with our buddy Griff Jenkins from Fox News, the roving correspondent. I don't know where he is this week. We'll check in with him coming up next.
Corey, can you say that Haitian migrants are not eating pets in Springfield? Can you say that?
You know what I can say, Jim? I can say that 13,099 murderers were let into this country, 16,000 rapists, 425,000 people in the last 4 years have been let into this country by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's own Customs and Border Protection that are running
Corey,
around this country, Jim.
The other thing, too, it's Kamala
crimes.
Harris. I don't know. Why do you guys say Kamala? That is, it's Kamala Harris. I just...
Jim, we know that they're committing crimes against Americans. Why can't these individuals talk about the individuals who have been killed by illegal immigrants? 13,099 murderers have been let into this country by this administration's own accounting, and you guys don't want to talk about it. To put that in perspective,
Corey, we talk
for your
about
viewers,
immigration all the time.
Yeah,
we talk
but
about
admit
this all
it,
the time.
Jim, admit that 13,099 murders have been let into this country. That's
Corey.
4 murderers for every single county in America. But you don't think that that's a problem?
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griffer, where are you this morning, my friend?
Good morning. I'm actually in the D.C. Bureau, and it's funny, you know, we've been playing that intro, which is so awesome that Carl made, but today I had a hit on Fox and Friends, like 8:45, and the producer, the guy in New York, said, hey, we're waiting for you on set. Where are you? You're late. I'm like... in New York, I'm not gonna make that. I'm in D.C. And then no one talked to me in my ear. This is seconds before I got to do a live report. And then a technical director gets in my ear, is like, "So you're at the White House? Are you at the White House?" I'm like, "I'm not at the White House either. I'm in the Washington D.C. bureau in front of a camera." You never know how the behind the scenes happens.
Even Fox but didn't know where the hell you were today. See what I'm saying?
Exactly. But I will tell you that once I started doing some more reporting here, I'll be on Harris in about an hour and a half. My story isn't going to make you feel any more comfortable about the rising terror threat here at home. As we watch things playing out over in the Middle East, my story today, Mark and Kim, is about this DHS Inspector General report that just dropped, where the IG found that CBP, ICE, and TSA are not fully assessing the risks associated with their practice of releasing illegals who can't show an ID. They're letting them into the U.S. and letting them travel on domestic flights. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect the dots.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that I can't get on a flight without a real ID, that I've had to take 17 documents and my birth certificate and, you know, prove that I'm breathing into the DMV to get a real ID, but they're letting illegal aliens onto airplanes with no ID?
Well, essentially, yes. And, you know, you heard Corey Lewandowski pushing back on this latest ICE data, which is a whole nother ball of wax, because they're not all let in, as Corey was saying, under this administration, but it certainly increased under that. But this report should now become the immigration point, talking point number one, because this is the Inspector General. This is DHS's own Inspector General. This is not a reporter or, you know, a soundbite. This is the guy that looks internally. And it's redacted, by the way, so God help us what they couldn't show us. But if I can, just read you the one line. When I read it this morning at 4:30, I lit up our people and said, I need to be on this story ASAP. And it says this: under current processes, CBP and ICE cannot ensure they are keeping high-risk non-citizens without ID from entering the country. Additionally, TSA cannot ensure us. Its vetting and screening procedures prevent high-risk non-citizens who may pose a threat to flying public from boarding domestic flights. There it is, all laid out. Now, DHS pushed back, ICE pushed back, CBP. But DHS, basically, their pushback is, hey, look, we can't detain everybody that doesn't have an ID due to several reasons, including a lack of resources. ICE says, you know, we're only funded for 41,500 beds, so we can't detain everybody that doesn't have an ID. CBP says their facilities are for short-term detention, so they can't possibly hold everybody. Have you seen the countless hits I've done on the border where I've gone back and forth through Mexico holding up the IDs that they throw on the ground?
Yes.
Well, now this starts to make a lot of sense. TSA, by the way, says the report doesn't accurately reflect their policies, but it's pretty clear from this report that the way things are going now, we are headed for trouble. And that should alarm people, and it should be a part of the conversation on the campaign trail now.
I just love how J.D. Vance is like, I've been to the border a lot, like so many more times than Kamala Harris. I mean, how long was she there the other day?
Oh, I'm sure.
20 minutes?
Let me tell you, I've never cheered in my all 53 years in a moment in a debate, but I was really cheering on Vance. I appreciated so much his pushback on Margaret Brennan when they talked about Springfield, and he said, hey, wait just a second. Since you're not fact-checking, let me just tell you that the majority of those migrants came through the CBP One app, and that is a taking illegal crossers and making them legal with a you know, wand of a magic wand.
Yeah.
And that's really, I was, you know, I don't take sides here, but I say I cheered it because that the facts of what's actually happened and the changes under this administration that's led to the chaos at the border the past 4 years, that's really a key part of it. They have found these legal pathways to basically reduce the numbers at the border by creating legal ways so they don't seem like they're illegal, but they're the same pool of people that are coming.
If you were on CBS, they would have cut your mic already, Griff. And I want to thank you for explaining the legal process.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I mean, it's like, it's for you know, those of us that deal with this every day,
oh,
the facts themselves are chilling, alarming, damning. I'm going to run out of adjectives here. And so I hate when it gets lost and misconstrued, because we really need to focus on it, because we're all the border officials tell me, and I've said this 1,000 times, what keeps them up at night is that we're going to see some terror, tragic event here that came across the border, and we didn't have things in place to stop it.
All right. I got about 90 seconds left here, but you did tweet this out yesterday from Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Safety, that they stopped over 135 illegals, and among them were more special interest immigrants from Turkey and China. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, LT, as I call him, I mean, I've spent so much time with him. I'm starting to talk a little more about him, because Texas got quiet, right, guys? We haven't been down there because the numbers are down. And we knew that the majority, I know, as a matter of fact, that 85, probably closer to 90%, I'm not sure exactly what the specific numbers is, but the overwhelming majority of the special interest aliens, who are the people that hit the terror, you know, the pool of people for which people are hitting this terror watch list, are coming through California, through that San Diego sector, 90% of them, because that's just the flow of how they're getting there. It's basically the cartels running a travel agency. We saw very few, just a handful in Texas. Numbers went down. Now all of a sudden, SIAs are showing up in mass in Texas, where it's hardened with, you know, Abbott's walls and razor wire and all that. That tells me something's going on that I don't know about, and I need to find out more. And Olivares is a little bit, as they're looking into it, a little bit stumped as to why all of a sudden they're showing up there. Short answer, logical guess, is that the cartels have made a change in their what they're doing, and so we have to determine what that is, because that's a problem that that we didn't have before.
Wow. Griff, we appreciate it, man. We'll look for your report tonight on Fox. Thank you.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Griff Jenkins there, live in D.C. today, apparently, even though he was supposed to be in New York. Fox thought he was in New York. Anyway, we found him in D.C.
I know ran out of time, but did you see he interviewed Vladimir Zelensky?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him that next week.
I didn't even think to ask him about that. I'm glad. All right, coming up, if you've wondered how you might be able to help with what's going on in the disaster areas in America, where Kamala Harris finally showed up yesterday, we got some information on that for you coming up.
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met.
That was the vice president yesterday announcing that, hey, you know what, if your house just got swept away in that flood and you've got nowhere to go and all your possessions are gone, FEMA's got $750 we'd give you. Now, ignore the fact that illegal aliens in this country are getting gift cards for thousands of dollars a month to take care of their needs. They're being put up in posh hotels, and we're just rolling out the red carpet for them. All you are is a taxpaying American, or at least an American citizen, if you're not paying your taxes, and you don't seem to be real high on the priority list.
Yeah, I've seen a picture going around that is sadly pretty funny, where it says how to get the federal government to care about you, and it's instead of North Carolina, they've replaced it with Ukraine on the map. Because we've sent how many billions of dollars to Ukraine in aid? And I'm not saying, oh, don't send any money to Ukraine, but when we are giving more assistance to other countries and to illegal aliens, that's a problem. $750, great. But you know what? That is nothing. That is a drop in the bucket. Yeah,
it really is. And so the Red Cross here locally is, among other things, first of all, they're helping out in the Carolinas. And they're providing emergency shelters. They're doing that sort of thing, hot food and water and critical services down there, which they always do in all of these emergencies. If you want to help, you can financially donate at redcross.org. You can text the word Helene, H-E-L-E-N-E, to 90999, and you can make a direct donation to help out specifically with the needs around Hurricane Helene. So that's Helene to 90999. I'll mention that again. But what they're also looking for are volunteers. people who, for future disasters, maybe not this time around, because it does take some training, and you have to agree to be able to commit to a 2-week deployment when they send people out, but they're looking for candidates to sign up for future disasters. They need bodies, people that can go give 2 weeks of their time to help out somewhere, right? And even if you don't have experience, they're willing to talk to you about that because you might have supervision or management or organizational skills, or you just really want to help, and they're looking for people that are interested in that. So go to redcross.org/volunteer, and you can find out more information on that. So that's good. That's one way to help out if you want to help the people down there with more than $750.
Good job, Kamala. Way to go.
Yeah.
A for effort. F for execution.
My buddy Joe Brazel asked me to mention this for tonight. They're having a get-together out at the winery in Defiance Ridge. Defiance Ridge Vineyards, which is out in Defiance, Missouri, obviously, hence the name. From 6 to 9 tonight, they're having a get-together. It's a fundraiser for Joe Nicola. Now, you may not recognize the name. He's running for the Missouri Senate, and he's pretty conservative. And why do I say that? Well, because Joe Brazel and Bill Eigel and Bob Onder and Nick Schroer are the ones putting this on because they want to get more true conservatives down. I mean, we're losing some this year, right? We're losing Eigel. I mean, Onder termed out last year. Andrew Koenig has termed out. You need to get more people in there in the Senate who are going to be solid conservatives and fight for conservative issues. And you know, they say Joe Nicola is one of those people. You can meet him tonight out at Defiance Ridge Vineyards from 6 to 9 if you want to show up. Obviously, they're looking for donations. You can do that when you get out there. If you want to bring a check, you can do that. So just wanted to mention that to people that's going on. The voter guide is up. Don't forget about that, 971talk.com. I'm going to post the information. Mary Catherine, who we had on earlier from the Thomas More Society, has sent me some information on what else is in Amendment 3 regarding gender transition and things that would be permitted under Amendment 3. I'm going to put these fact sheets up. I think Facebook is the easiest way for me to post these. And then you can look and see what she sent to me this morning. And it also puts reproductive freedom above all other rights in the Missouri Constitution, including parents' rights. So these are things you need to understand about Amendment 3. I've explained all of the amendments and the proposition in my voter guide. I would encourage you to go there, read it, download it, print it off, take it with you to the polls, and vote appropriately. 971talk.com is where you can find that. All right. Brian Kilmeade is waiting in the wings here as soon as we get through the commercial break. And then, of course, Annie and Mark will be in later today. Kim, Carl, Sue, and I will see you right back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.